Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 56. Lows around 36 with fog tonight, partly cloudy. Highs level off around 60 with fog early tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. 60 Thursday with a slight chance of rain showers. 49 Friday, showers continue. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 55.
Mid-America Network News. Two children injured in an accident Sunday that killed their mother continue to recover. They were listed in stable condition late yesterday, according to the Butler County Undersheriff Damon Cundiff. Just after 1 a.m. on Monday, Butler County 911 received a report of a single vehicle rollover crash near Benton, Kansas. All occupants of the Chevy Impala were reported to have been ejected. The driver, 27-year-old Harley R. Wright of Wichita, was pronounced dead at the scene. The two children, ages 5 and 6, were transported to a Wichita area hospital. The lack of child care is certainly a problem in Kansas. The cost of daycare for two small children is more expensive than paying for rent in the majority of major U.S. cities, a recent study indicates. The average monthly cost of full-time infant care at a center comes out to be $1,282 per month. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Fall into savings at Midwest Kia, where the deals are stacking up like autumn leaves. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models. Plus, to $1,000 in bonus cash with Kia Motors Finance. Rake in even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. With qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount off MSRP. That's 0% financing, bonus cash, dealer discounts, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus. All on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end November 30th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Example stock number K13443, 2025 Sorento, MSRP 4185. 4% dealer discount of $1,607. 0% APR for 48 months plus $1,000 bonus cash with approved credit through Kia Motors Finance. $21 per month per $1,000 financed. Trade assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade in 2018 or newer under 100,000 miles. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
A nine-way tie among write-in candidates for USD 309 South Hutchinson and Nickerson board position 6 was broken yesterday afternoon when the Reno County Board of Canvassers conducted a name drawing. Don Bogner drew the name of Diana Bruce, selecting her as the winner. After the election was certified, it was discovered that Bruce does not live in the correct district and is therefore ineligible to serve. The seat will officially become vacant in January. The USD 309 school board will appoint someone to fill the position until the November 2027 election, when the remainder of the term will be on the ballot as an unexpired term. You can support local ag businesses by purchasing Kansas Holiday Gift Baskets. All kinds of goodies like salsa, winter jam, beer bread mix, seasonings, honey, and more. You can find them by going online to shop.fromthelandofkansas.com.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Western Nebraska Community College wrapped up and celebrated this weekend, hosting their 12th annual Alumni and Friends Banquet and Award Ceremony in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, they say that the WNCC's Alumni Committee presented 5 different awards at this year's banquet, including the Outstanding Young Alumni Family Pride, Outstanding Alumni Family Time Achievement, and Friends of the College. In a statement from the Alumni and Stewardship Director, Mary Sheffield, they said, quote, as the Alumni Director, I am privileged to connect with the former WNCC students both far and wide. WNCC has a special place in the hearts of so many. It's an honor each year to recognize a few individuals and businesses that do so much to serve the college and our mission. All of the awards that are given out during the banquet each year recognize those that have graduated from the university, both young and old. As they say, the state of Western Nebraska's Community College is strong as they continue to work on great programs educating students across the state.
The holidays are here, and so are the savings at Rusty Eck Ford. We're grateful for you, what you saw, and to show our appreciation, we're rolling out the Rusty Eck Ford Relief Program. That means no payments for 90 days. Rates as low as 0% APR, and brand new Fords as low as $399 per month. That's right, no payments for 90 days. Rates as low as 0% APR, and brand new Fords as low as $399 per month. Whether it's hauling the kids, commuting to work, or hitting the open road, our team is here to help you find the perfect ride that fits your lifestyle. With deals to make the season brighter. And when the holiday rush is over, we'll still be here with expert service, genuine Ford parts, and a team that treats you like family. With over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from, you'll find the right ride, the right deal, and the right time to buy. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Wichita, you've supported us all year long, and now it's our turn to say thank you with these great deals. Celebrate the season with a new vehicle.
Absolutely unbeatable.
With approved credit, not all offers can be combined. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Mike Miller, director for the Marshall County Partnership for Growth, met with Marshall County commissioners at last week's meeting to discuss the Demo to Dirt program available through the North Central Regional Planning Commission. Commissioners had agreed to appropriate $500 toward this program to be used in Marshall County. The program can provide matching funds up to $4,000. For demolition and removal of unsafe or blighted housing. Mike Miller, the Partnership for Growth Director in Marshall and Washington counties, as members of the North Central Regional Planning Commission. That program was our focus on our public affairs this past weekend. That conversation's available for download as a podcast or replay at our website, KNDYradio.com. Washington County Commissioners broke two write-in votes during last week's meeting. Three residents in Haddam were tied with write-in votes. Michael Welch's name was drawn. In Lynn, four residents were tied with write-in ballots. Tyson Heenick's name was drawn. Provisional ballots were also canvassed. Concerns with a group of protesters that have gathered multiple times outside the Gage County Courthouse were among discussion items at the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last week. Roy Lobby is among organizers for the group and spoke on their behalf, saying they are a positive voice, not negative. Several other residents spoke as well. Gage County Sheriff's Office advises an Odell resident reported a phone scam, which alerted that she should call Apple Support. She was tricked into withdrawing $35,000 cash, then told to deposit with the fraud department working a bank case. She was told to remain on the line, then realized it was a potential scam, which was confirmed by a family member. The cash was not sent. Authorities were notified. If you don't have a family member or neighbor that you trust and you are suspicious, contact your local bank for confirmation of any such activities. During its fall grant cycle, the Washington County Community Foundation awarded more than $5,000 to two projects throughout Washington County, Trinity Lutheran Church and the Community Food Network. This round of grants was made possible by the foundation's Kansas Health Foundation Fund. Foundation's next grant cycle opens February 1st. Online applications due April 1st. A fatality accident was reported in Nemahal County Saturday morning, claiming the life of a teen from Sabetha. 17-year-old Kenton Farwell lost control, struck a culvert, and overturned in a ditch off 192nd just east of V Road. Authorities were notified of the accident shortly after 7 a.m., time of the crash not known. The victim, Kenton Farwell, was the lone occupant in the vehicle. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Fridays at our website, KNDYradio.com, and our social media. Sarah J. Brooks, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. from Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Okito Cemetery. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Sarah Brooks. Francis E. Red Minchin, age 85, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10:30, from St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Anders' funeral home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Red Minchin.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Partly sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Some rain showers throughout Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 30s and upper 50s. Some rain showers continue into Thursday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. Then some rain showers throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 50s. Rain showers are possible throughout the day on Friday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s. Some rain showers are possible in a Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. More sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Monday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 53, record high on this date 75, the average low 29, the record low 5 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:16, sunset this evening at 5:10.
Buying your Thanksgiving turkey this weekend? We will share some rules of thumb for estimating what size you'll need on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 18th, the 322nd day of the year. Actor Owen Wilson celebrates a birthday, and Mickey Mouse made his debut on this day in 1928 in the Disney cartoon Steamboat Willie. Here's a little help with that annual question for Thanksgiving chefs. What size of turkey will I need? Well, for larger gatherings, say 10 people or more, the standard rule of thumb is 1.5 pounds per person. If you expect 12 people, for example, an 18-pound bird should feed them. Smaller birds have a lower meat-to-bone ratio, so allow 2 pounds per person for smaller gatherings. Both calculations allow for some leftovers. And don't forget to allow adequate thawing time. For fridge thawing, allow 1 day for every 4 pounds. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
This holiday season, think pink and shop local. Join One Marysville and Marysville businesses for Pink Friday, Shop Small First. November 21st from 1 until 6. Marysville businesses are making it easier for you to save more on your holiday shopping by giving away $500 in chamber bucks, plus 3 turkeys and 3 hams for the holiday meals. Turn in your receipts at the corner bistro and diner from Friday's shopping to be entered into the holiday drawings. You must be present to win. Beat the box store rush and make Marysville the destination for holiday shopping during Pink Friday. Shop small first, Friday from 1 until 6. More information on the One Marysville Facebook page or at onemarysville.com.
Stacy Latta is your farmer's insurance agent in Marysville. Get a quote today for auto, home, business, life, and renter's insurance through the Farmers Insurance Group. Give Stacy Latta a call or stop by her office in Marysville at 712 Broadway today. Visit MSC Boutique and Simple Pleasures and Treasures on the Kester Block downtown. Fall wardrobe essentials for women. Shop jeans, accessories, layers, dresses, long sleeve tops, sweaters, and more. Tanning, hair, and nail services are available at Simple Pleasures and Treasures. Make an appointment today. MSC Boutique and Simple Pleasures and Treasures on the Kester Block in downtown Marysville.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats keep their winning streak going for the early part of the basketball season. Now 4-0 and undefeated after a one-point victory last night over the Tulsa Golden Hurricane, who are now sitting at 3-1. The Wildcats were 5 points up on the Hurricane going into the end of the first half, with the Hurricane trying to come back in the second half but didn't quite make it. It was a big night for P.J. Haggerty, putting 31 points on the board with 32 minutes of play and 10 rebounds. Kamari McGriff had 13 points for the game, with Nate Johnson with 5. The Kansas State Wildcats are back in action coming up on Thursday night with a late night at tip-off at 8:30. They're back at home, taking on at Mississippi State. For the Kansas Jayhawks, they have their tip-off tonight. That's a late one at 8 p.m. as they're on the road taking on number 5 Duke. They're coming off their win over Princeton on Saturday with a 76-57 victory. They're currently sitting number 24 in the national AP polls. So far, no Big 12 conference games have been played for the season. Mid-American Network Sports.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call, Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
Get ready for a night to remember. The Good Old Boys Reunion.
Good Old Boys, we're all
starring Mo Bandy, Joe Stampley, and Johnny Lee. Live and in concert at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Hotel. Friday, January 23rd. Get your tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club. Online at sevenclans.com. By phone, 866-966-1777. The Good Old Boys Reunion. Coming to Seven Clans First Council Casino in Newkirk.
The Kansas Jayhawks women's soccer team is advancing in the NCAA tournament after last week's win over California Baptist, an 8-3-1 victory at the Rock Chalk Park to open up the first round of the postseason. It is a big move for the Jayhawk women's soccer team, as KSNT News reports that it's only the third time in the program history to make back-to-back appearances in the tournament. Well, it was all KU early on, being in the 25th minute of the game. Lexi Watts and Caroline Castans would set up some scores, leading to a 2-0 lead for Kansas. California Baptist scored in the 29th minute of the game before Kansas responded again in the first half in the 37th minute. It is the first time since 2019 that Kansas had advanced to the second round and will now face the winner of the number 6 seed of Louisville and Kentucky coming up on November 20th in Durham, North Carolina. The women are going into the second round sitting at 15-15-3 overall for their season, with a conference record of 6-4-1. They have 7 wins under their belt at home, with 6 wins on the road. If they win on the 20th, they will advance to the third round that will be set up for Sunday, November 23rd.
Pay heed, all who enter.
A swat on one end, a poster on the other. What a sequence.
Join the Jayhawks all season on the hardwood.
He hit it from way downtown.
The legacy continues on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Your home for today's country and Jayhawk basketball. 95.5 KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Skip the trunk wrap when planting and caring for your trees. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Research found tree wraps don't prevent sunscald, frost cracks, or insect and animal damage. Some insects actually prefer the shelter of the wraps, and many animals chew right through. Plus, the temperature fluctuations under certain wraps can contribute to frost cracks. Protect your trees from animal damage with a fence of hardware cloth. Create a protective cylinder at least 4 feet high around the tree. Sink the bottom few inches into the soil to keep out the voles. Reduce the risk of frost cracks and sunscald with proper planting, pruning, and care. Plant trees with the root flare at or slightly above the soil surface. Water thoroughly as needed, and don't pile mulch over the base of the trunk. And make pruning cuts flush to the branch bark collar, not the trunk of the tree. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
Fully smoked 14 to 16 pound Thanksgiving turkeys from Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville. Just $50 with several side options available. Call, stop by, or go online to order before November 22nd. Just heat, eat, and leave the rest to the best barbecue joint around, Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
In Tifton, Georgia, there's a place where you can ride a rare vintage steam locomotive and learn the stories of the early settlers who tapped pine trees to produce a product that could be used for many purposes, including helping bake your potatoes. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
At the Georgia Museum of Agriculture in Tifton, Georgia, the mission is to show how things were once done. One of the key hands-on demonstrations here is producing an important product from the area, turpentine.
We have volunteers and staff out here that will go through the entire process from going out and tapping the pine trees to get the pine gum. We have a local cooper, Mr. David King, that comes in to make the barrels that the pine gum is stored in.
Rebecca Rutledge says it's then distilled down into two products, turpentine and resin.
You have your turpentine in a liquid. It was used in a lot of medicinal qualities back then. And you will also get rosin, which was used in a lot of shipworks for sealing ships, watertight.
The resin was also used by turpentiners to help supply a meal when they were out in the woods.
They would take their potatoes, wrap them in newsprint, drop them down into the still boiling rosin. And by the time it had floated up to the top, all you had to do was pull it out, wait for it to cool off, break off the rosin, and you had a perfectly baked potato to eat that afternoon.
You can see the turpentine and rosin made here. Plus, many people enjoy another piece of vintage equipment.
Our Vulcan steam engine, it is over 100 years old, and it is still functioning exactly the same way that it would have back then. It is one of the only functioning steam trains here in Georgia, so we're very proud of that fact.
It's a unique piece of rail equipment that you can see and ride here at a museum that keeps alive the story of the way some of the first settlers made their living from the land. Traveling the countryside in Tifton, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.
Alliance is now World Insurance. While the name has changed, we're back at home on Broadway in Marysville. As always, providing the dependable service that you've counted on when it comes to your crop protection, let us shop for the best value and the right options for your farming operation and acres. Call or stop by World Insurance. We're next door to Blue River Eye Care, downtown Marysville.
If you need a farm worker that's as strong as an ox, why not get an ox? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Oxen can do just about anything that a tractor can do as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the country life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Beasts of burden for centuries. Their ability to work the land and plod their way across the countryside helped build our nation. Despite all the machinery and technology we have today, there are those who still choose to work their farms with oxen. Rob Collins is an instructor with the Midwest Ox Drovers Association. He says an ox is a steer that has been trained to pull equipment. Any breed of cattle can be trained as oxen, although traditionally they're made out of the dairy breeds.
In an animal you're going to handle daily, like a milk cow, you look for something that's going to be pretty easy to handle, less flighty. And those characteristics work really well when you're transferring it into a work animal. So the milking Devon and the milking Shorthorn have always historically been the most favored breeds. Holsteins make a really good ox. There's a lot of people that work Jerseys.
The animal should be alert and show intelligence. However, he says the more intelligent animals are sometimes harder to work with because they have some spirit. But when the work needs to be done, that spirit is advantageous, most of the time. Good oxen won't have an immediate flight response. Collins says, unlike horses, they'll think about it a while before they run off. Training oxen can take time and patience, especially if the animals are already several years old. He recommends someone starting out to get bottle calves.
Bottle calves are much easier. You can definitely make a lot of progress in even just a few weeks. The first team I ever trained, within 3 weeks, they would wear a yoke and pull a light load, and that was 3 weeks of birth. So you can start right in, and they're very quick learners.
Collins says oxen can do anything that a tractor can do, tilling, logging, raking hay, even plowing snow. Learn more about using oxen on the farm at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. The world tells us to chase what we can see, bigger accounts, newer things, greater security. But God calls us to look beyond what fades and to invest in what truly endures. Every act of generosity, every step of faith, every open-handed decision becomes an investment in eternity that can never be taken away. When we loosen our grip on temporary wealth, we gain something far better: freedom, peace, and the deep joy of partnering with God's eternal purposes. So today, lift your eyes above what's passing and let eternity shape the way you give, live, and trust God completely. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Twin Valley Developmental Services Christmas Cheer in the Pines is Friday, November 21st, 6 to 11:30 p.m. at the Waterville Firehouse. Featuring cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, live and silent auction, plus a raffle and entertainment. Purchase event and raffle tickets online at charityauction.bid/CCITP2025. Christmas Cheer in the Pines, Friday, November 21st, 6 to 11:30 at the Waterville Firehouse.
Imagine American farms producing the fuel used to power the world's shipping industry. That's next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthshoreProductions.com. When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. American agriculture is a bio-based fuel success story, and the next phase of that may very well be powering ships at sea. St. Louis-based Raceland and Associates makes industrial equipment for producing biofuels. During a recent AgriPulse webinar, Raceland Senior VP Ben Kruger keyed in on the potential for maritime use of renewables.
There's enough of this supply around that we could potentially power 15 to 20% of all the nation's natural gas needs if we were to use it for renewable natural gas. Said a different way, there's enough there to fuel like 50,000 ships a year, which is a really, really big part of the global fleet on the water today.
Kruger says farmers could produce these renewable fuels sustainably.
As these maritime biofuels are demanding not only biofuels, but the sustainable production of them, you're in a situation where as these demands come into play, it will then provide an incentive for farmers to continue to adopt regenerative agriculture techniques, improve our soil, our water, our biodiversity, which really brings resilience then for the ag landscape.
Kruger says renewable fuels may help U.S. agriculture recoup some lost ground in global ag trade. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a retirement farm machinery auction for Gilbert and Deb Schmitz. Saturday, November 22nd, sale begins 11 a.m. northeast of Baileyville. Tractors and combines include an Alice 7045 diesel with cab, Alice 7045 with cab, Oliver 1850 diesel open station, Minneapolis Moline G550 gas open station, a 1983 John Deere 7720 combine, John Deere 220 20-foot header, 73 John Deere 7700 diesel combine with cab, John Deere 920 20-foot flex head, 79 white farm equipment harvest boss combine, trucks, pickups, and a trailer include a 76 Chevy C65 grain truck, 71 Ford L600 grain truck, 2004 GMC 2500 HD 4x4, 2002 Chevy 2500 HD 4x4, an 18-foot Titan gooseneck trailer, plus livestock equipment, tools, collectibles, and miscellaneous. Buildings to be moved by the buyer include a 56x40x14, pole shed, three-side, 52x40-foot, three-side pole shed, plus other miscellaneous. This retirement farm machinery auction will be Saturday, November 22nd, beginning 11 a.m. from the east edge of Baileyville on U.S. 36 on the County Blacktop D Road, then 7 miles north to 208th Road and a half mile east. Full sale bill online at KleinRealtyAndAuction.com.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Congress recently passed a federal funding package that included a third one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. This move was met with mixed reactions in the agriculture community, bringing both relief that critical programs remain funded and deep concern over the repeated lack of a new long-term five-year policy. The most prominent program affected by this repeated limbo state is the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. Considered the backbone of the conservation since 1985, CRP pays farmers annual rental fees to voluntarily remove vulnerable land from production. These 10 to 15 year contracts create wildlife habitats, reduce soil erosion, and improve water quality. The extension was necessary because without it, no new acres could be added to the program as old contracts expired. The new deal reauthorized funding for CRP and various rural development initiatives. Policy experts note that this extension was unusual because many of the largest funding decisions had already been handled in a separate legislative package called the One Big Beautiful Act last July. This earlier act boosted safety net programs for commodity farmers and increased specific conservation funding through 2031. Crucially, however, it also controversially cut around $186 billion from the SNAP program. Critics argue that breaking up the legislation this way damaged the historic coalition, which unites farmers, conservationists, and nutrition advocates, that is essential for passing a comprehensive farm bill. The major cuts to nutrition programs while leaving other sections incomplete made it harder to craft unified policy. While the extension provided the necessary stability to reopen USDA offices and restart services vital for farmers navigating programs and loan applications, the future of the traditional omnibus farm bill is now in doubt. Experts predict that a new, single, comprehensive farm bill is unlikely to pass, suggesting that a piecemeal approach, where funding and policies are addressed individually, may become the new normal for U.S. agricultural policy. The USDA also directed states on Thursday to resume SNAP program benefits immediately.
The holidays are here, and so are the savings at Rusty Eck Ford. We're grateful for you, Wichita, and to show our appreciation, we're rolling out the Rusty Eck Ford Relief Program. That means no payments for 90 days. Rates as low as 0% APR, and brand new Fords as low as $399 per month. That's right, no payments for 90 days. Rates as low as 0% APR, and brand new Fords as low as $399 per month. Whether it's hauling the kids, commuting to work, or hitting the open road, our team is here to help you find the perfect ride that fits your lifestyle. With deals that make the season brighter. And when the holiday rush is over, we'll still be here with expert service, genuine Ford parts, and a team that treats you like family. With over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from, you'll find the right ride, the right deal, and the right time to buy. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Wichita, you've supported us all year long, and now it's our turn to say thank you with these great deals. Celebrate the season with a new vehicle.
Absolutely unbeatable.
With approved credit, not all offers can be combined. See the details.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
You can't kill weeds with one big chemical hammer. The more strategies you have, if one fails, you still have other little hammers pounding away on Successful Farming Radio.
The next big thing in soybean technology is coming. Expected soon, ExtendFlex soybeans. The yield you want, the choice you need. Learn more at ExtendFlexSoy.com.
If you want a soybean season that's a cut above the rest, you need the iconic front-to-back coverage of Authority Brand Herbicides plus Anthem Max Herbicide. Use Authority Brand Herbicides for clean fields in the front and for big yields in the back. Apply Anthem Max Herbicide 21 to 28 days after emergence for outrageous protection that really stands out. Visit ag.fmc.com or talk to your retailer about Authority Brand Herbicides and Anthem Max Herbicide to get iconic front-to-back coverage. Always read and follow all label directions.
Hey, Jim.
Bob.
Quite a season, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot stacked against us, but that's where having a solid plan and, you know, data-driven insights instead of just guessing really made the difference.
Yeah.
Yep. We looked at soil types and other research to make sure every acre had the right seed to maximize ROI potential.
That's great. I was referring to the Greyhounds being undefeated.
Oh.
Cropland seed, anything but typical.
Control for weeds will only go so far. The weeds in your field won't give up easily, so you have to go after them with multiple strategies to get the best control. Integrated weed management options include cover crops, planting earlier in the spring to crowd out weeds, and burning windrows. Tommy Butts is an extension weed specialist at the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. He says most weed seeds germinate from the top 1 inch of soil. Especially for pigweeds, another option is to manage the seed bank by burying them.
We can do a deep tillage event in the fall, flip that soil over and bury it down at least about 6 inches deep or so. We only do that deep tillage once every 4 to 5 years, but we've buried all of those seeds, hopefully down deep enough they can't germinate. We hopefully haven't brought any new seeds up to the top. It's kind of like restarting the soil seed bank almost. We hopefully don't have as much seed there that the following year we have less to battle from a germination standpoint.
Discuss weed management practices with your neighbors. This is a good example of why.
A custom harvest crew had come in, combined the field on the left, and turned their combine around on the road and shot everything out of the back of their combine into the neighbor's field. It's normal kind of thought process, just going. Well, if I would have had an aerial picture, you can see perfect semicircles down that road where the water hemp was literally shot out of that combine. And so now that neighbor now has herbicide-resistant water hemp simply because of throwing it out of the back of that combine.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about integrated weed management at agriculture.com.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Grasses in winter wheat fields is something that growers might currently be seeing in their fields and want to get control of. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster explains what categories of grasses might be seen in the fields and why they can be more difficult to manage in wheat than other weeds.
Think about winter grasses and wheat kind of in a couple of categories. One would be the weedy bromes. So that includes things like cheatgrass, which is also called downy brome. So a couple of names for the same plant there. Cheat and Japanese brome. So those three plants look pretty similar, have relatively similar control tactics. And then the other kind of category would be things that are genetically pretty similar to wheat. And so that would be things like jointed goatgrass or feral rye. Those are really hard to control in wheat because the herbicides that would be effective on those are also very effective at controlling wheat.
She names many herbicides that can be chosen and why appropriate timing is important.
When we think about herbicide selections for jointed goatgrass and cereal rye control, really, we're limited to the herbicide resistant or herbicide tolerant wheat varieties. So that would be things like Clearfield wheat and coaxium wheat. So other herbicides to consider for control of the weedy bromes would be things like Everest or Olympus or Powerflex. And timing can be important for these products, in that having small, actively growing weeds is really important for some of these products. Timing can be a little bit of a challenge here because we want to apply the herbicides early. Fall is a better time than spring because the weeds are smaller. But also, you know, we might not have a lot of good spray days left.
Lancaster discusses how else this weed can be knocked out.
Other things to think about might be to think about, you know, cultural practices. If we could increase our wheat population and get it established before the weeds start to come up, that could be an option. Some folks like to let that first flush of the weeds come up and remove those and then come back and plant wheat. But really the best cultural practice is crop rotation.
That was Kansas State University weed specialist Sarah Lancaster with the multiple options winter wheat growers have for controlling grasses in their fields. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Tuesday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day, we still have mixed numbers across the board in the grains market, and that's been the theme over there today for the seeds market. A mixed to mostly lower trend has now happened midway through the trade day, and for the livestock, the cattle are mixed to mostly higher across the board, and the hogs are mostly in the red. In the corn market, December corn up 1.5 at 436 and a quarter, March up a penny at 449 even. Kansas City wheat for December down a penny at 527 and three quarters, March down 3/4 of a cent at 544 even. In the oats market, December oats down 3/4 of a cent at 307 and 3/4. March down 2 1/4 at 317 and a half. In the bean market, January beans currently unchanged at 1157 and a quarter. March down 1/4 of a cent at 1163 even. Soybean meal for December down 370 at 327.10. January down 380 at 328.80. Soybean oil for December up $1.14 at 52.28. January up $1.12 at 52.60. In the cotton market, December cotton up 28 cents at 62.64. March up 47 cents at 64.53. Looking at the currencies market for the first time in today's trade day, the U.S. dollar index for December slightly in the green, up a penny at 99.50. March is up 7 cents at 99.20. The euro for December is slightly in the red, down to $1.15, and March is slightly down as well at $1.16. The Japanese yen for December is in the red, down to 64 cents. March is also slightly down at 64 cents, but pushing 65.
55. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and red has been the theme over here today. The Dow drops 300 points. The S&P 500 falls for a fourth day as tech slumps and the Bitcoin briefly dips below. The Dow Jones down 280 points at 46,309. The S&P 500 down 17 points at 6,655. And the NASDAQ is down 125 points at 22,582. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's cold outside, but spring mowing season will be here soon. Now is the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor for the Briggs & Stratton Winter Service Special. Save 25% off winter service labor or free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius now through December. Avoid the spring service crunch and save money with the Briggs & Stratton Winter Service Special. South of 21st and Andover Road or West Location, south of Kellogg on West Street or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Request.
Nordyce Motor Company in Marysville has reduced the price on one remaining new 2025 Silverado work truck. They have two new 26 Silverado 1500 models, one's a Duramax diesel, a new Chevy Colorado, and a new Silverado 3500 model HD. It's a dually with Duramax diesel at the Nordyce Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The major stock averages opened today's session, continuing a slide that began Monday. The Dow Jones this morning was down another 400 points, was falling back toward 46,000. The S&P was off 0.6%. The NASDAQ composite had given up 0.9. A tech firm that you've likely never heard of, but one that supports services you probably use, has had a serious breakdown today. Infrastructure company Cloudflare was hit with widespread errors for clients that include X, OpenAI, and Spotify. Your online shopping will likely cost more next year. The U.S. Postal Service plans to raise prices for several services, including Ground Advantage and Priority Mail, will jump nearly 7%. The price of a first-class stamp will stay the same. Honda now says it'll start ramping up production at North American plants. The carmaker scaled back work last month at its factories amid a shortage of computer chips. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Wake up Sunday mornings to the Country Top 40 with today's greatest hits on KNDY FM 95.5.